The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Centura off the pick, good switch. Now they kick it out to Schultes at the high post, looking for Lyon. She's covered there by Bosser. Aitken kicks it to Kara out of the right elbow, takes it to the hoop, puts the shot up and in. And Kara Lyon with her second bucket of the ball game.
Tonight, it's the finals of the girls' C24 sub-district at Aurora as the Centura Centurions battle the Ravenna Lady Jays. High School Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Gracie McDowell gets the rebound off the Hahn miss three. Long pass to Finke. Her three is good. Carissa Finke, she's starting to come to life. It's the three-pointer.
This is the third meeting of the year between these Lou Platte rivals, with Centura rolling to victories in the first two meetings. Tonight, Ravenna looks to turn the tables and extend their season. It's the Blue Jays and the Centurions coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Aurora with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Aurora. A great matchup. Unfortunately, for one of these two teams, it might mark the end of the road, either for third-ranked Centura, who's 23-1, or seventh-ranked Ravenna, who's 18-5 on the season, as we have the C24 sub-district basketball tournament wrapping up here at the Aurora Sports Complex. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Thank you for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And as we mentioned, this is a game that is worthy of first, maybe even second round at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln. Unfortunately, we are in Aurora, and there is a pretty good chance that the loser of this game may not make it to the State Basketball Tournament. Obviously, Ravenna is going to need a little bit more help than what Centura would if Centura fell short. But neither one of these two teams want to count on getting a wild card. They control their own destiny. A win tonight, and they would be a favorite when they take on the winner of the Superior Blue Hill game that's being played tonight over at Sandy Creek. But they both have the opportunity to take care of business. Both have big obstacles in front of them. Centura and Ravenna, a great matchup in girls basketball tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And this late in the season, the games mean just that much more. It should be the end of the road for one of these two teams here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Centurions and the Blue Jays. When we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Sark, New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break. We're back with the starters right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back here to Aurora. Your starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard. That'll be the Ravenna Blue Jays. They come in with a record of 18-5. They are ranked number 7 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. And their starters look like this. Alyssa Tucka is a 5'5 senior. She's averaging 13.1 points per ball game. Maggie Mateka, a 5'3 senior, is averaging 9 points a game. Grayson McDowell, a 5'6 senior, is averaging 3.1 points a game. Casey Zorb, averaging 7.5 points a game. She is a 5'7 senior. And Carissa Finke is averaging 16.1 points a game. She is a 5'5 senior for head coach Jeff Thorber. Now for the Centurions. Their starters look like this. Taylor Wetzel is averaging 9.8 points per ball game. She's 5'4 senior. Courtney Aiken, averaging 18 points a game. She's 5'9 senior. Whitley Mitch is a 5'5 junior, averaging 4.4 points. Jessica Schultz is a 6-foot-tall senior, averaging 6.8 point ball game. And Caroline, averaging 5.5 points a game. She's a 5'8 senior for head coach Kathy Mittenbrink. Your starting lineup brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Stop better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions for products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, the tip between the Blue Jays and the Centurions after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to a very animated, very large, and very full Aurora Sports Complex here in Aurora. As there's a little room for a few people. It's not the fire marshal's not going to be shutting the doors, but a great crowd for Centura, a great crowd for Ravenna. Ravenna is already at midcourt. They're ready for the jump. They'll be in their real black uniforms with the blue numbers with the white outline on the letters and trim. And Centura, they'll be the home team. They're in their home white uniforms. Right now, Adams Central and Kearney Catholic and boys basketball doing action in Kearney. They're tied 23-all at the half. And as we mentioned, the winner of this game will take on the winner of Superior and Blue Hill. They're also tipping off right now. The opening tip is controlled by Centura, so the home team has the basketball first. Aiken will kick it off on the left wing. Man-to-man. Nope, check that. It's a little zone here for Ravenna. On the dribble is going to be Aiken. Aiken is going to kick into the corner. That's it. Who hits the three to start the game for Centura. And they'll be able to put some pressure on. They pin it along the sideline, and it's off the leg of one of the Centurions and out of bounds. In trouble was Mateka. And now Mateka will drop back. She's picked up man-to-man here by Wetzel. They're going with a full-court man-to-man press here. And they'll inbound it here for Mateka. Mateka, facing pressure by Wetzel, is able to throw it up ahead against that pressure. And Pekka will fire a three, and she hits the three. A three for Centura, a three for Ravenna, and they're both showing why they're both rated in the top seven in the state in their first possession. Wetzel has the top of the key, kicks on the left wing for Lyon. Lyon gives it top of the circle, looking on the inside is Aiken. She's going to penetrate. She's going to bounce off of a body, lay it off the glass, and in. Not to be denied was Courtney Aiken, and the ball rolling away from one of the Blue Jays as it actually went off one of the cheerleaders after the layup, and they'll track it down. They can run the baseline. They will hand it to Grayson Stowell. McDowell gives it for Mateka. Mateka, double team, falling down, is able to make the pass just before she turned it over, and McDowell will kick it up ahead. On the dribble here is Finke. Finke will give it right back out to McDowell as they break the timeline. Mateka has it. Chiluk on the left side here and give it for Pekka. Pekka stroked in a three a little bit ago. It's 5-3 in the early stages. Ventura with the lead. Ravenna's got the basketball. This is their second possession. Top the key, Pekka. She'll lob it on that left wing. Penetrating here a little bit isn't taken. Now she's going to back out. They'll give it up. Passing around the perimeter. They give it to Zorb. Zorb penetrates, dishes. Giving it for McDowell. McDowell pass on the inside. Stolen away by Ravenna. And coming up with a loose ball is Wetzel. First turnover of the game here against Ravenna. And Centura brings it up again. Wetzel faces the man-to-man. High screen set up there by Jessica Schultes. And Schultes will back inside now as they kick the ball right back out here for Courtney Aiken. Aiken will give it back in the corner, penetrating through, and we're going to have a reach with Ravenna. Ravenna. Reaching all the way around there was Grayson McDowell. That's going to be her first personal foul, first team foul, whistled against the Lady Jays. 6:04 to go here. Both teams stroked in a three in their first possession. Centura turned it over in their second, and this is Centura's third. They lead it now 5-3, and they'll kick it on that left side. They're shooting 100%. Mitch Hasek gives the top of the circle here for Aiken. Aiken picked up their man-to-man. Great pressure being put on by Alyssa Pekka. And they're looking on the inside. Stepping through here is Carol Lyon. Lyon's going to kick it out. The three is no good. Ball hits the ground. Rebounded by Lyon. Lyon tries to make the pass. It is out of bounds. Almost stolen away by Ravenna. But Grayson McDowell ran out of room. It's early on over in Fairfield, but right now Superior leading Blue Hill 4-2 with about 5.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll keep you updated. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game. Right now it's Ventura with the early lead early in the game. Mitch takes it down to the baseline, throws it in the lane, and making the catch is Lyon, but she's used up her dribble, so she'll kick it out here for Schultes. Schultes gives it on the inside, drive by Aiken, and Aiken is hit on the arm as she puts up the shot. It rolled around on the rim and wouldn't quite fall in there, and so two shots coming up here for Courtney Aiken. And the foul on Zorb is going to be her first. So Aiken, pretty solid player here, 18 points a game, 9.9 rebounds a contest. She steps to the line, hits the first two free throws. And on the season, she's about a 65% free throw shooter. So Aiken with three in the game, and it is 6-3. And her second free throw rolls around and good. So she hits both of the two shots, and quickly Ravenna inbounds to Mateka. Mateka gives it to Pekka. Pekka has the pass stolen away. Schultes comes up with it. Here come the Centurions on the run. They'll kick into the corner. That's Nitch. She'll give it out. Open for three is Wetzel. She chose not to fire the shot off. And they'll kick it off on the left side here for Carol Lyon. Lyon into the corner for Nitch. Nitch picked up by a double team there, so she'll kick it out. And resetting the offense near midcourt is Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel on the dribble. And she'll give it off on the left side here for Lyon. Lyon to the elbow. That's going to be Aiken. Aiken kicks in the corner. The three is good. Brooklyn Nitch has stroked in her second three of the game, and it's 10-3 as we near the midway point of the first quarter. Pass up ahead. Centura trailing. Will kick it back out. Zorb gets it. Here's a three by Mateka. Hits no good. Rebound. Out of there with it is going to be Aiken. Aiken dribbles down the sideline. Has in the offensive zone. Kicks in the corner, has a couple of players over there. Wetzel, she's going to drive into the lane, kick it back out. Not a good pass to Lyon, so Lyon has to give it to Nitch on the right side, who enters it inside for Aiken. Aiken gets it to the free throw line, and the jumper by Schultes is no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Zorb here for Ravenna, and they walk with it. Pretty good pressure put on by Brooklyn Nitch, and that's going to be a turnover on Ravenna, their third of the first 4 minutes of action here. They trail it now, 10-3, and timeout will done. 4:06 to go. Timeout Blue Jays, that's a full one. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we're back here in Aurora, a lead for the Centurions of 10-3, 4:06 to go here. Centura I think they missed a couple of shots, but they forced Ravenna into committing three turnovers. Centura has not turned over the ball, and the Centurions right now looking all of their 23-1 on the season. Their only loss on the year, by the way, came to Sandy Creek, who's 18-2 in Class C1, and that was game number two of the season. They lost that one 49-42. Other than that, they have run the table. Ravenna, 18-5 on the year. They have a number of common opponents. Centura with possession here. Lyon will give it top of the circle for Schultes. And Ravenna is going to go man-to-man, long pass, almost stolen away, and not quite a good enough angle there for Carissa Finke. And Finke's going to be whistled for the foul. So that'll be a foul, and Finke had the right idea. She broke on the ball very well, but didn't have just quite enough of a good angle, and she committed the foul on what could have been a steal. Wetzel is it up right side, and they force the turnover. Nice defense there by Gracie McDowell, forcing the turnover. First turnover of the game here for Centura, and that's exactly what Jeff Dober wanted to have happen when he called the timeout a little bit ago with his team trailing it 10-3. That's still our score, and we're going to have a little hand check whistled against Centura. That's going to go on Taylor Wetzel. That's her first, team's first. And the student body for both schools on opposite ends of the gymnasium, all of them standing. So young folks here to cheer on their classmates as Ravenna will inbound. They toss it in for Finke. Finke hands it off here for Cassie Schirmer, who checked in a little bit ago. Schirmer will give it off here left side for Finke. Back now, top of the circle for Herbert up there. And a little backdoor cut. And driving through is going to be Schirmer. Schirmer lays it up with that left hand. It's no good. Rebound, fighting for it. And saying that now there is Finke. Finke helps kick it in the corner. Here's the three by Pekka, and it's good. Second three-pointer of the game here. That was a bucket on second chance points here for Ravenna. And great hustle on the inside by Finke to come up with the basketball. And now quick jumper in transition by Aiken. It's no good. Coming out with it again is Finke. Finke's going to dribble all the way down to the baseline. She'll jump stop, kick it out, top of the circle. There's Schirmer. Schirmer on the dribble. We'll take it off here on the left wing. That's Zorb. Zorb's going to drive. She lays it off the glass, and it's good. Five straight points here for Ravenna, and it's 10-8, 2:40 to go in quarter number one. Centura still has the lead as Wetzel will kick into the corner for Nitsch. Nitsch is picked up defensively there by Pekka. Again, Ravenna going man-to-man here. And the matchup at the elbow is Jessica Schultes. And she's being pressured there by Zorb. Now with the dribble and using it up is Schultes. And she'll give it for Wetzel. Wetzel looks on the inside. Schirmer staring her down. Wetzel will dribble. She is shut off by Schirmer. Now she's used up her dribble. Pressure being put on the ball, and they're going to kick it up. Might enter it inside. That's Aiken posting up. And that's money in the bank right there. Courtney Aiken lays it up and in. She's got 6 points in the quarter. And it's 12-8. Centura has led throughout the game. Been tied at three. Other than that, it's Ben Centura with the lead. Pekka will bring in the offensive zone. And Kathy Mettenbrink extolling her girls to pick up the pressure on the defense. Ball is knocked loose, and they're going to say it was last touch by Centura. And Coach Mettenbrink begs to differ, trying to work the officials. And neither one of the officials on the side really talking to head coach Kathy Mettenbrink at all for Centura. Tossing it in to Mateka, checks back into the ball game. She'll kick into the corner for Zorb. Zorb's going to take it to the elbow, kick it back out for Mateka. She thought about a three. She picked up there defensively by Nitsch. And now she'll take it out to the elbow, backing out. She'll toss the top of the circle here. And dribbling around with some pretty good pressure put on her is Kaylin Baznett. Baznett will give it off here for Mateka. Mateka kick left wing, now penetrating Zorb in the lane. She finds a baseline shooter in Kuchera. Now Kuchera gives away, and she's posting up, and they're going to reset the offense. They give it for Baznett, and Baznett is picked up there defensively by Wetzel. Great pressure there by Centura, and right now Ravenna being very patient with the basketball. They work it around the perimeter again. That's Kuchera. She'll give it on the baseline here for Zorb. Zorb has her feet on the three-point line. Now she'll dribble on the baseline, take it off the glass. It is no good. Rebound. People are on the ground, diving on the ball and coming up with it is Schultes, and that's going to be a jump ball, and the possession arrow, I believe, is pointing to Ravenna. And that is one thing I can't see from my vantage point here is the possession arrow. clearly because I can't tell because Ventura is going to inbound it. Apparently this is our second held ball. I don't recall the first. 46.8 to go here. Okay, all right, that's what I thought. I don't remember there being a held ball. It is going to prevent a ball. The opening tip was controlled by Centura, and I don't remember there being another held ball. So Ravenna will inbound underneath their own basket as the officials get this all straightened out. So they'll inbound right underneath it. And they'll get it in on the baseline. Shot on the foul on the shot, and the ball rolls around, and Zorb can't get the shot to fall on the inbound, but she'll go to the line and shoot too. 45.4 to go. Foul whistled on Courtney Aiken. That is her first, and obviously Ravenna would love to get Courtney Aiken in foul trouble. They'd also like to get some points from the free throw line, but J.C. Zorb misses the first two free throws. But she still has another trip to the line here. And Zorb's free throw is up high, back of the iron, and no good. Rebound by Aiken. And Aiken dribbles out there for Centura. She'll dribble up. She is bumped a little bit. Falls on the ground. That's going to be another hell ball. There you go. And now it's going to be Centura ball. Update from Fairfield. Blue Hill and Superior tied at 13 after one. Winner of that game takes on either Centura or Ravenna. On the inbounds, a foul. Jessica Schultes again hit on the arm. Got the ball quickly. Went up immediately off that bounce pass as she came off of the screen on the inbounds play, and she'll shoot two after the foul is whistled on Sydney Kuchera, her first. So, Kuchera's free throw is no good. She is a 47.5% free throw shooter. So, score remains 12-8. Ventura has never trailed. Free throw, no good. And the rebound by J.C. Zorb. And Zorb will give it off for Mateka. Mateka is picked up there defensively by Taylor Turek, who checked in during the free throws. And now putting the pressure on is going to be Wetzel. Dribbling up against it is going to be Pekka. Pekka layup, no good. Rebound by Jessica Schultes. And up ahead we go. Aiken will kick it off left side. Jump stop by Turek. Turek will give it back here with 14 to go to Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel gives it back to Aiken. They're going to clear the floor for Aiken. She has it near midcourt. 5 second count going on. She picks up her dribble. 5 seconds left. The pass on the inside. Knocked loose. It's stolen away. And then a foul on Centura. Coming away with a steal is Gracie McDowell. And then McDowell is bumped. And there's the foul. With 2.7 to go here. The foul on Caroline is her first. So 2.7. They inbound it very quickly here to Mateka. Mateka from the free throw line. Jumper. No good. And Sawyer's score will remain 12-8. Centura with lead after one quarter. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Both Ravenna and Centura, only two players have scored for either team. 6 points from Pekka and two from Zorb for Ravenna. For Centura, six for Aiken and six for Brooklyn Nitsch, who soaked in a couple of three-pointers in quarter number one. Possession arrow is pointing to Ravenna, so the Lady Jays will inbound it, trailing it here 12-8, and they bring in the offensive zone. Mateka, again, facing that man-to-man, will give it up on the left side for Finke. Finke's going to penetrate a little bit. Now kicks it out, thinking about the three with McDowell. McDowell takes it to the elbow, now gives it to Mateka. Mateka on the baseline, hands it off, driving is Zorb. Zorb kicks it to Pekka near the top of the key. She'll take it in the lane, takes it off glass, a little bit too strong, and the rebound by Taylor Wetzel. So here comes Santura, and they work it up ahead. In transition, they get it to Lyon. Lyon is going to drive, hits the iron, and hits the iron again as she got her own rebound. And now the ball's on the ground, and they're going to say it's tied up. However, one of the Blue Jays was out of bounds. And laying on her back, trying to get her hands on the ball, was J.C. Zorb, but Zorb was on the baseline. And the Ravenna fans and Ravenna head coach Jeff Dorber thought that there was a walk there. On the inbounds, tough layup. Good for Courtney Ake, and she got it and really scooped it underneath one of the defender's arms and pushes the lead back out to six. It's 14-8 here. About seven to go in quarter number two. Low penetration here by Zorb. Coming through here is Mateka. Mateka kicks. Now on the penetration. Baseline drive by Finke. A little bit too strong. Another rebound by Aiken. Aiken's going to dribble down the sideline. Now kick it off left wing. Wetzel has it. Wetzel, little crossover. Takes it into the lane. Jump stop. And she'll kick it out. At the elbow is Lyon. Lyon helps working on the inside. Great catch there by Aiken. Aiken shot no good. Rebound bouncing around. Bodies on the ground. A push in there somewhere. And a foul is going to be whistled on Centura. And I think that might be on Courtney Aiken. Don't check it. It's number 32 and not 22. So Jessica Schultes picks up her personal foul. Instead of the second on Aiken. That's obviously something that Centura does not want to have happen. And the long pass stolen away by Courtney Aiken. Aiken can't come up with it. It goes all the way out of bounds. She was trying to track it down, and it was going just about as fast as she was. And she couldn't come up with it. She knocked the ball loose, but it rolled forward toward the basket, and she just couldn't come up with it. She actually knocked it off one of the Blue Jays' feet and heading to the basket. That's why she couldn't track it down. Mateka will bring in the offensive zone. She'll drive as the C parts for, and she'll lay it up and in. First bucket of the second quarter for Ravenna. And they now trail it 14-10. On the baseline, driving is Wetzel. A little floater. There's a foul on there. And I think that will go against Mateka. So there'll be two shots coming up. It's not on Mateka, but Gracie McDowell, she was there as well. That's her second personal foul. And so Wetzel will step to the stripe and will fire it twice. 53.1% on the season. And the free throw is good. They high-five her. She has her first points of the game. When I announced the starters, I never really had the opportunity to point this out. 10 starters, you know, obviously five for each team, only one junior. Both these two teams, very, very senior-oriented. 9 seniors making the start for the two teams. Second free throw by Wetzel is also good. And the ball stolen by Aiken, and then Aiken is fouled. She made the steal, and Mateka committed the foul instead of giving up the layup. She committed the foul in the backcourt. And that's going to be now 4 fouls on Ravenna as a team. Check that. That'll be 5. They haven't updated it yet. In fact, let me double check. It's actually 6. They inbound it for Aiken. Aiken Bing's in the offensive zone. Pekka will put pressure on. They'll kick on the left wing here for Schultes. Schultes will work it out here for Aiken. Now penetrating here is going to be Wetzel. Wetzel, an extra pass on the inside off the hand of Jessica Schultes and out of bounds. Schultes couldn't quite reel it in. And so the score remains 16-10. 5:50 to go before halftime. Ravenna has trailed throughout, but they've got the basketball right now. Pekka in the offensive zone. Kicks it off on the left wing here for Kuchera, who came in. Top of the circle here for Liz Dynas. Dynas gives it off, and falling down is Ravenna. And they're hoping they would have got a foul against Courtney Aiken. Aiken was moving with J.C. Zorb, who was dribbling. Zorb fell down as a result of the contact. And the Ravenna fans wanted a foul, but they don't get it. It's a held ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Centura. So in the offensive zone comes Wetzel. She's picked up defensively by Mateka. Now kicking on the right side is going to be Lyon. Lyon gives it top of the circle here for Taylor Turing. They'll lob it on the inside, and it's stolen away. There defensively was Kuchera. And now weaving through pressure is going to be Pekka. Pekka takes it all the way through the lane. She'll kick it out off the bounce. Get the ball out. A little spin move here by Mateka. Mateka will give it off. Penetration by Pekka. Ball knocked around. Kuchera comes up with a lane. Her shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Zorb. Zorb kicks it out. The long three will not fall. Offensive rebound by Zorb again. And Zorb trying to back in against Schultes, and she's not giving up any ground. So they'll kick it back out here for Liz Dynas. Dynas on the dribble with 4:38 to go before halftime. Top of the key. Zorb's got it. Backdoor cut, and it's going to be a hell ball down there. Is there going to be a foul? It looked to me like it was a hell ball, and that's exactly what it was. Good defense on the inside by Carolyn. That backdoor cut, and they were able to get there in time to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Ravenna. So the Jays will inbound underneath their own basket. They go with that low 1-4 set, and they'll toss it in here for McDowell. She'll fire the three, no good. Another rebound by Aiken, her fifth of the game, and she'll make a long pass out for Wetzel. Wetzel gives on the baseline for Taylor Turek, and Turek hits the jumper in transition. 18-10, sends her with an 8-point lead. We got 4:12 to go before halftime. Shermer brings it across the timeline. Looked a little unorthodox. Some fans wanted over and back, but they did not get both feet and the basketball in the offensive zone when they made the pass. Now driving up is going to be Finke. Finke, first shot, no good. Loose ball. Aiken comes up with it somehow. She had it, lost it, and then was able to push it up ahead for Jessica Schultes, who then gives it back to Aiken after Aiken fell down. Aiken's going to drive, kick it top of the key here for Schultes. She'll step up to the free throw line and hit a 15-foot jumper for her first bucket of the game. Centura, 20-10. Ravenna has scored only 10 points in the first quarter and a half here. We played over 12, almost 13 minutes of the game. With the dribble, it's Finke. Finke's going to drive, layup on the left hand, no good. Pulling down the rebound, Jessica Schultes. She'll kick it up ahead here for Lyon. Lyon tries to enter it in, and there to make the steal is Cassie Shermer, so that'll be another turnover here on Centura. Long pass up ahead, and the layup will not fall for Alyssa Pekka. She was all by herself, and we're going to need a little help here. Centura doesn't have anybody in the backcourt. They got to throw a long pass as Turk gets the long pass from Aiken, and Aiken gets it back in the offensive zone. Aiken's going to dribble and throw it in the corner, and there's no one there. That'll be a turnover in Centura. It fought pretty hard not to get the turnover, have to call the timeout on that possession, and a good, strong pass by Courtney Aiken. But as it turns out, there's a need for a timeout anyway. Coach Mettenbrink calls the timeout here for Centura. They lead it 20-10 with 2:46 to go here in the second quarter. We're back after this.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Well, over in Fairfield, Superior right now is leading Blue Hill, 20-14 with about 3:43 to go in the second quarter. Again, the winner of that game takes on the winner of this one. Adams Central leads Kearney Catholic 41-38 at the end of the third quarter. That's in boys basketball, regular season game there. And those two teams will play in the postseason. Games will be heard next week on our sister stations, The Breeze, 94.5. On the dribble here is going to be J.C. Zorb. Zorb kicks in the left side, checking in with Zaznet. She's going to drive, back of the iron on her drive. The shot's no good. Aiken pulls down another rebound, still has it in transition. Her pass is off the hands of one of the Blue Jays and out of bounds. Running the lane there with her was Gracie McDowell. McDowell couldn't make the steal. It's off of her hand, and the Centurions will inbound. Taylor Turek to toss it in here for Centura in their home white uniform. In the top seed in the sub-district, they are the home team here. Courtney Aiken gets the inbounds, and she'll throw it off the hands of Taylor Turek and out of bounds. Just a long pass, just didn't make a connection there. That's an unforced error on Centura. And Ravenna, who turned the ball over a lot in the early stages, and doing a better job of taking care of the ball, and now it's Centura, who actually has turned the ball over more times than Ravenna, 6-4 unofficially. In the offensive zone, Maggie Mateka, pressure being put on by Wetzel. They'll give it off top of the circle here for J.C. Zorb. Zorb gives it on the baseline for McDowell. McDowell will let everybody cycle through here. Salem Baznet will help work it back around. Mateka now has the top of the key. She's picked up defensively by Wetzel. She'll kick it out and off the hands of Finke. Finke acts to dribble away from the basketball hoop. Now she'll make a little backdoor cut. Will drive, and her layup will not be good, but another foul whistled by Courtney Aiken. That'll be her second, and to the line to shoot two will be Carissa Finke. And Finke was dribbling away and then reversed her field, and a very quick first step there, and Courtney Aiken trying to make up some ground, picked up her second personal foul, and the free throw is good. So Finke gets points out of it, but the foul on Aiken is probably as big as anything with a minute 45 to go here in the third, because that gets her in just a little bit of foul trouble. So Finke at the line. Her free throw, back the iron, and no good. Pulling down the rebound, though, is Zorb, her fifth of the game. She's looking for a backdoor cutter, is able to find Mateka. Her shot won't fall, and there's a foul over the back on Mateka. Coming down with the rebound was Aiken, and Aiken was pulled down to the ground by Mateka, and that's going to be seven fouls, I believe. Yep. So to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1 is going to be Courtney Aiken. Minute 36 to go here, 22-11. Centura with a 9-point lead, and Aiken at the front end of 1-1 to make it a 10-point lead with a minute 36 to go, and she does. And she's got 9 in the game. Aiken shooting almost 50% from the field, 65% from the free throw line. The free throw here is no good, and over the back on the rebound is going to be Kara Lyon. That'll be her second. So Lyon has two. Aiken has two here for Centura. That's only 6 as a team against the Centurion. And checking in for Centura is going to be Taylor Turek. Turek will come in here for Brooklyn Niche. And Mateka will dribble across the A here at Aurora. And they'll give it out to Zord. She'll give it out for Pekka. Top of the circle here for Mateka. Mateka gives it off left side for Zorb. Zorb gives it back out to Mateka. She'll dribble to the elbow. Pressure being put on by Turek, though. And they'll get it out. A little ball fake here by Zorb. She's in a drive and lay it up and in. J.C. Zorb dribbled in the lane with a little teardrop layup. And it makes it 20-13. Ravenna down by 8. Here comes Centura. Aiken on the drive. Kicks it out to the elbow for Schultes. Schultes gives left wing here for Lyon. Back inside for Aiken. The left-handed shot no good. Offensive rebound. Shot will not fall, and it's off one of the Blue Jays and out of bounds. The putback by Turek would not fall either. Superior 26, Blue Hill 20 at the half. We are nearing the half here. 52 seconds to go. 21-13 Centura with the lead. They're inbounding underneath their own basket. They get it inside for Aiken. Aiken shot no good. And snagging the rebound is Alyssa Pekka. Pekka, who's hit a couple of threes, now gives it up for Finke, and the pass through the hands to Pekka and out of bounds. And she just looks at her hands like somehow they're not connected on to the rest of her body, and it goes out of bounds. So Wetzel will face some pressure here by Maggie Mateka. And again, Ravenna's going to go man-to-man. They've zoned a few times here. Centura's gone exclusively man-to-man. 31 seconds left as they give it off left side for Aiken. Aiken to the elbow is Lyon on the dribble, and she'll get the ball back out here for Wetzel. Wetzel will dribble, giving it. Now strong drive on the baseline by Aiken, and Aiken is fouled, and I think they're going to say it was before the shot. She put up a shot and made it. I think they're going to say it's before the shot. It will be a 1-1. Yep, the foul is going to be on Wetzel. And I think that's right. She was driving but wasn't in the act of shooting just yet when she was hit on the arm. She then, after she was fouled, started to muscle her way up and actually hit the shot. Free throw, rolling around, and good for Aiken. So Aiken extends the lead, 22-13. 9-point Centura lead. 19.7 to go here, and the second free throw good for Aiken. 18 seconds to go as Ravenna breaks the timeline. Mateka is picked up defensively by Turek. 10 seconds. They give it off left side here for Pekka. Pekka is looking on the inside. She'll give it top of the circle. Here's Mateka. Mateka with 4 seconds left. Hands it off on the drive. McDowell. McDowell kicks it out. Quick jumper at the buzzer. Top of the key. No good for Alyssa Pekka. And so your score remains Centura 23 and Ravenna 13 as one half is in the books. A 23-13 lead, 10-point advantage here for Centura. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of Central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Aurora High School as the Centura dance team is outperforming here at the break. And right now, the Centura girls team is outperforming Ravenna. They lead it 23-13 here at intermission. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's take a look at some of the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Ravenna. Leading way for them is Alyssa Pekka. Pekka stroked in a couple of three-pointers early on in the ballgame. Hasn't been heard from since, but she's got 6 points at intermission. J.C. Zorb is the second-leading scorer for the Jays. She's got 4 points at intermission. Maggie Mateka with 2, and Carissa Finke with 1 point. Ravenna has turned the ball over 6 times in the first half. They struggled with turnovers early in the first quarter. Really did a much better job of taking care of the ball, but Centura has been able to put up enough pressure that even though Ravenna's got some shots off, and some of them are even fairly close, they've all been very contested. So, yeah, they have got within six, 8 feet of the rim, but they're really hard-driving shots, left-handed, teardrop kinds of shots. And, again, their shot chart isn't going to look bad, except that every one of their shots has been hotly contested here for Centura, and Ravenna has not been able to shoot real effectively. They have not been able to open things up with that outside shooting game that Ravenna has been known for over the years. And as a result of that, they struggled to score for long periods of time, and they trail here at the half, 23-13. For Centura, leading the way, as you would expect, is Courtney Aiken. Aiken has 11 points here at intermission. She also has 7 rebounds in the first half, which is very, very impressive. So 11 points and 7 rebounds. She's nearing a double-double already. Brooklyn Nitsch has hit a couple of three-pointers. Both of those came early in the game. She's got 6 points. After that, 2 points for Taylor Turek off the bench. Taylor Wetzel's hit a couple of free throws, and she's got 2 points. And Josiko Schultes has hit a shot as well. She's got 2 points here at intermission. Once again, your halftime score, it is 23-13. Centura with the lead over Ravenna. Centura, 23-1 on the season, rated number 3 in the state in Class C2. Ravenna, number 7 in the state, 18-5 on the season. We'll take a break. We're back right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to the Aurora Sports Complex here at Aurora. It's actually the middle school, a nice facility that they've got going on here. And they got a lot of nice things going on in Aurora. And included in that is that they're going to put in some field turf in one of their facilities around here. So it's kind of interesting they're doing that. Pretty cool deal. They got a lot of stuff going on. Real quick, let's give you some real quick results from Class A. In the 106-pound class, and just trying to look at the information I have here on the Internet, and obviously Doug Duda will have more reports for you coming up. Later tonight, Isaac Stansberry from Kearney won very comfortably his first-round match, so he advances. Nolan Locks from Hastings advances as well. So does Dante Rodriguez. That's at 106 in Class A. Also, let's see, elsewhere in Class A, Hunter Banford picked up a win here in the 113-pound weight class. And Hastings' Brandon Kyle did fall, and so did John Model from Grand Island. At 120 earlier today, Seth Nels from Kearney won very comfortably by major decision. So he advances. Also moving on is Matt Boland from Grand Island. And elsewhere, it's a 126-pound weight division. Trey Trujillo of Grand Island advances. So does Austin Marshall from Kearney. He won over Stephen Nagy of Hastings by pin at 132 earlier today. As I'm looking through this, Andrew Rojas of Grand Island picked up the win. And Jacob Ortle from Kearney High at 138 picked up a win earlier today. Andrew Reedy of Grand Island as well moved on at the 138-pound weight class at 145 in Class A. Moving on, Austin Leach from Grand Island and Kalen Mazankowski of Kearney. And we'll see if we can just finish up Class A here. In the 152-pound division, Jameson Orlo of Kearney won by pin. And Carlos Rodriguez of Grand Island picked up a win as well at 160 in Class A. It was Trace Lender of Kearney winning by decision as he advances. Also in Class A at 170 pounds, Chase Reese from Grand Island picked up the win at 182. As I'm looking here real quick to see if any local guys advanced, Harris Tulezik of Grand Island, and I apologize if I get his name wrong, he advanced. And at 195, no local wrestlers advanced in Class A. In Class A at 220, advancing on from the area, unfortunately, appears to be nobody. And at 285, which is a big fella if you think about it, Kristen Williamson of Hastings picked up a win to advance. And according to what I got here, those are the only, that wraps up Class A. We're going to take one last break here as Centura leads it 23-13 at intermission here in the C24 Girls Sub-District Finals. We'll take one last break. We're back after this.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Nebraska Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, MISCO's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. MISCO Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
And welcome back here to Aurora. Ventura has a 23-13 lead as they will inbound the basketball, bring the offensive zone to start the second half. And they'll kick it top of the circle here for Wetzel. Wetzel's going to drive, take it off glass, and score. She's got four in the game. Ventura has Wetzel, Akinich, Schultes, and Lyon out there. They're starters from the first half, starting the second half here for Ventura. Ditto for Ravenna. We'll check their lineup for you here in just a moment. Mateka has it on the right wing. Now cutting through here is Alyssa Pekka. Pekka, with the team down by 12, will enter the ball on the inside for Finke, and there's a little hold on the inside here against Ventura. It's Pekka, Mateka, McDowell, Zorb, and Finke here for Ravenna. And the hold on the inside is going to be on Jessica Schultes. That's going to be her second personal foul. Down 25-13. Inbounds, backdoor cut. That's Zorb. It gets the bucket and the foul. J.C. Zorb hits the shot to breathe a little bit more life into Ravenna. They were down by 12 a moment ago, their largest deficit of the ball game. And now they'll be able to cut it down to single digits if J.C. Zorb is able to hit the free throw. Reminder for you that complete coverage of the first round, the first day of the state wrestling tournament, coming up at the conclusion of our game as Doug Duda will continue to have hourly reports. The free throw by Zorb is up and good. And so the lead is 9. Trust me, Doug will be more organized than I was a minute ago. Wetzel has it between the circle. Picking him up is going to be Mateka. And Wetzel is shut off by Mateka. Mateka, 5-second count going on, so they'll kick it out for Kara Lyon. And Lyon has the ball tied up. One official has the thumbs up for a held ball, and I think the other one wanted to call a foul. Oh, actually, McDowell thought she ripped it out of there. Made a foul called earlier, did not get the foul called. And Ventura, though, they'll have possession here with 5:01 to go here in the third quarter. Wetzel gives it up on the left side. Top of the key for Schultes. She'll pull a 10-foot jumper. Good. Caught the ball right at the free throw line. Stepped up. And she hits a nice low jumper there. 30-18. Ventura up by a dozen. The flip on the drive by Zorb. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall for Dinah. And finally coming out of there with it is you-know-who, Courtney Aiken. And Ork Aiken is fouled by Liz Dinah. Little hand check foul there. Checking in here for Ventura is going to be Annika Gleason. First time she's coming to the game tonight. And as we mentioned, both these two teams very senior dominated. The only starter, Brooklyn Nitsch, that's an underclassman for Ventura. Everybody else for both teams that start are all seniors. Aiken gives it and a little push. Wetzel had it, and she is pushed by Alyssa Pekka. They've allowed a little pushing to go on here, but she ended up getting knocked down, so Pekka had to be called for a foul there. That'll be her second. So two on her. 3 as a team here against Ravenna here in the third quarter. 30-18. Ventura with the lead. Aiken on the dribble here for Ventura. She'll step up. 15-foot jumper. Back the iron and no good. A couple of Centurions fighting for it, and it's out of bounds. Annika Gleason ended up, she thought she saved it, but she must have stepped on the baseline. So that'll be a team rebound here for Ravenna. Adam Central with the win in Kearney against Kearney Catholic, a final of 58-51 in boys basketball. Checking in a little bit ago for Ravenna is Cassie Shermer. And Shermer will get the inbounds from Sydney Cuchera, who also checked in for the Jays. They'll get off right side for McDowell. McDowell let everybody cycle through, give it back for Baznett. Baznett will kick into the corner here for McDowell. Open underneath, getting the pass to Cuchera, and Cuchera's hit on the arm, and she put up the shot. She got it down low, and went up strong with it immediately, and she was hit on the arm by Jessica Schultes, and that is going to be her fourth. So Schultes with four fouls and 4 points. And the free throw back to the iron and no good. And Ravenna, with that clock turned off, they need really to find some way to get some points. So one more free throw coming up here by Kuchera. Kuchera, 50% free throw shooter on the season, is 50% here because she hits the second free throw. Stacey Zorb going to come back into the game here for Ravenna. Back in the battle for Centura is going to be Taylor Turek. So let's look around the baseline as she wants to. There's a little bit of pressure being put on here by Ravenna. They get the ball to Wetzel. She brings in the offensive zone, kicks left side for Turek. Turek gives it top of the circle here for Lyon. Lyon from the free throw line gets it out for Courtney Aiken. Aiken shut off on the baseline. We'll flip the ball back out here for Nitsch. Nitsch has the ball knocked loose and comes up with it. Ball loose again. The steal by Finke. Finke's going to penetrate, and then she carried it. She was trying to weave through a couple of Centura players back there, and she ends up turning the ball over. Well, it's getting a little bit tighter over in Fairfield. They're tied at 31, Blue Hill and Superior, with about a minute 50 to go in the third quarter of that one. Here we got 3:31 to go in the third. And it's 30-19, Centura with the lead and the basketball as we swap turnovers. Wetzel in the offensive zone on that left wing. Is picked up man-to-man there by Shermer. Shermer, pretty good pressure being put on, and the pass knocked away by Finke. Finke, though, falling out of bounds, has to try to save it. Wetzel comes up with it, and she'll get it off here for Nitsch. Nitsch gets it at the elbow for Schultes, who tried to work it on the inside for Aiken, and it's out of bounds. And off the foot of one of the Ravenna players. So Centura will inbound here. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. 30-19. Centura with an 11-point lead and inbounding. And they'll get the ball on the baseline. Quick jumper up and good for Courtney Aiken. Aiken with 5 in the quarter, 16 in the game. They'll kick it back out here for Mateka. Will the Jays? Mateka's going to drive the lane a little bit too strong. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Ravenna. They're hoping it went off the hands of Courtney Aiken, where the folks from Ravenna. But they're going to say Aiken didn't touch it, as Mateka went around her and knocked the ball loose. So it is Centura ball here, and Wetzel gives it off left side for Lyon. Lyon has the ball knocked loose, but gets it back. Pretty good defense there by McDowell. McDowell actually knocked the pass loose, but into the hands of Wetzel. Wetzel will hand it off for Aiken. Aiken looking in that backdoor cut after she gave it away, but Lyon will help work it back around the perimeter. Wetzel has it now. Ravenna still going man-to-man here. Little drive here by Wetzel. She kick open on the baseline. The jumper by Lyon is good. Give credit to Wetzel for finding Lyon for an open jumper to make it 34-19. Timeout, Ravenna. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. A 15-point Centura lead. The folks in maroon are all standing. We're back after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
A reminder for you, through the course of the night, we'll have more reports coming up for you. Doug Duda at the state wrestling tournament in Omaha. And then tomorrow night, live coverage of the semifinals in all four classes, exclusively on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll also have live reports throughout the course of the day tomorrow, some of the wrestlebacks and all the other matches throughout the course of the day. You'll have a live update on our network of stations for you. And then on Saturday, of course, Championship Saturday. Tomorrow, on our sister station, on the ESPN Superstation, will be in Lincoln for coverage of the Bearcats taking on Lincoln High. Here, Centura will inbound it, trailing it by 15. And they've got a little work to do. They get a little backdoor cutter, and sneaking through there is Carissa Finke. And Finke on a set play is able to lay it up and in. They did a little backdoor screen for her, and she got open on the baseline. Wesco has it in the corner here for Centura, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Schultes gets it inside, driving shot a little bit too strong for Aiken. It's no good, and Zor pulls down the rebound for Ravenna. She'll get it up ahead for McDowell. McDowell back out here for Mateka. Mateka will kick it off on the right wing here for Zorb. Zorb all the way down the baseline, looking to kick it out. Now the backdoor cut, but they missed connections there, and Ravenna turns the ball over. Wessel came away with the loose ball, and she'll bring in the offensive zone with a minute 25, and we're going to have a little hand check here whistled on Maggie Mateka. That's going to be her second personal foul, only the fourth of the second half here against Ravenna. Check that. It's Mateka's third, but I was right about it being the fourth team foul. Aiken gets the inbounds, and she's picked up there defensively by Finke. Schultes has it, lets everybody cut through. Nothing really happened in there, not a good enough angle to pass, so now Lyon is just going to hand the ball off to Wessel, who has it top of the key. Coming through the screen is Mateka, and she'll start to put some pressure here on Wessel. And on that left side, it's off one of the Blue Jays' hands and out of bounds. They're at the end of three, Superior leading Blue Hill 34-33. At the end of three quarters over at Sandy Creek. Inbound it for Aiken. Aiken will help working in the corner. Now Aiken will cut through, and with the ball here is going to be Schultes, and they'll work it back around here for Wessel. Wessel looks, gets a little screen, penetrates inside. They get it for Aiken, and Aiken is fouled. They're going to say she was in the act of shooting. She caught and went up with it right away. But she was also fouled right away. I actually think the foul came before she even got the ball. But in any event, they're going to get Aiken to the line with 45.8 to go here. 34-21. And Courtney Aiken, with 16 points in the game, will have two more free throws. And the free throw here is good. 35-21. Centura leads by two touchdowns. Aiken takes her time. Her free throw up and good. 36-21, equaling their largest lead of the game at 15. Pekka gives it top of the circle for Mateka. Mateka watches everybody cycle through and gives it off to Zorb on the right side. Zorb from the elbow, trying to back in, kicks it out. Open jumper for Pekka. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Annika Gleason. And Gleason kind of ripping through with the ball. They had the ball held up, and when she ripped through with the ball, J.C. Zorb held onto it, and Zorb was brought down to the ground, but they're going to say it was a held ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Centura. And she actually gets a high five from Coach Bettenbrink. Atta girl, way to play tough on the inside. That's what you want from a freshman. Wessel on the dribble is picked up there defensively by Pekka. 13 seconds left. Wessel and Pekka doing battle here. Wessel picks up her dribble, hands it off, and it's stolen away by Mateka. And Mateka then double dribbled with it and fired from half court when she heard the whistle and hit it. But that's well after the turnover, as both teams kind of swap turnovers here. And for Ravenna, that's the way the day's going. In battle with 6 seconds left. They give it to Aiken. Aiken on the dribble. Aiken kicks it out. The half-court three by Wessel is a little bit short. And so we'll head to the third quarter. Centura has the lead, 36-21. Fourth quarter coming up right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest Yield Leader.
Well, Centurion with a comfortable lead. They are 15 minutes away from advancing to the district finals. They lead at 36-21 over Ravenna. Centurion 23-1 on the season, rated number 3 in the state. Ravenna number 7 in the state at 18-5. And Ravenna will have possession of the basketball to start for the third quarter, the fourth quarter rather. Mateka will kick it off on the left side. Everybody cycles through for Finke. Rolls under the ball, and she'll get it out here for Pekka. Now, I'll tell you what, Ravenna's going to have to get very hot, both offensively and defensively, to come back into this one. McDowell has it, and you want good looks here. Driving is Pekka. Pekka is shut out there defensively by Wetzel, and they'll get it back out here for McDowell. You don't want a quick shot. You want a good shot. Right side, Mateka. She'll drive the lane. Off glass. Too strong. And off the hands of the Blue Jays and out of bounds. Off the hands of J.C. Zorb. Zorb could not come up with the ball because Schultes was there to help knock the ball off of her hands and out of bounds. So it is Centurion ball. And Wetzel brings in the offensive zone. 7:22 to go here. Centurion leading at 36-21. Wetzel comes out, and they'll throw it out top of the circle here for Schultes. Schultes gives it off right side for Nitsch. Nitsch on the baseline. She picks it up. And now driving is going to be Aiken, and it's a charge. Stepping in and collecting the charge is J.C. Zorb. So give credit to Zorb there as Aiken penetrated there, and she picks up her third personal foul. She's got 18 points in the game and now three fouls with 7:06 to go. And catch Coach Thorber for Ravenna, giving some instructions here to his offensive unit. They need a bucket. They get a backdoor cut. They get a shot off glass, but it rattles out. Oh, what a beautiful set there, but Zorb couldn't hit the shot. And it's rebounded by Aiken again, her 10th rebound of the game. And Wetzel is in a little bit of trouble. And the bailout is going to be Aiken. She gets the handoff. Aiken gets a little screen, but fighting through the screen is Finke, who's doing a great job defensively against Aiken. And they're doing their best just to deny her the ball. They give it off of a screen to Nitsch, top of the circle. On the left wing, they give it for Wetzel. Wetzel will drive, and Wetzel runs into a block. Zorb is on the ground, so I think she's the one that's going to be called for the block. And that will be on J.C. Zorb. That'll be her second with 6:23 to go here. Second, I'm sorry, I looked at the wrong line here. That's her fourth. So she obviously in a little bit of foul trouble here. Calling for the ball is Wetzel. Wetzel will get it on the baseline. Now she'll drive the baseline. She's triple-teamed there, and she'll bounce it out for Courtney Aiken. Aiken has a screen coming if she wants it, but she's just going to back out and milk the clock here a little bit with 6:10 to go. There's a senior that's been through a few battles. Lyon works it back around the perimeter. Now left side for Wetzel. Wetzel will come up, and now she'll give it off for Nitsch. Nitsch will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound hits the ground. Coming up with it is Schultes. Her shot no good. And then finally pulling down the rebound is Pekka here for Ravenna. Schultes almost came up with a huge bucket here for Centura. And Ravenna's going to have to get something going here offensively. They're down 15 with 5:42 to go in the game. Finke on the dribble. They'll have time, but they've got to get hot. Left wing Zorb. Zorb will spin. Zorb off glass. And Zorb will head to the line for a three-point play opportunity. What a great drive there by J.C. Zorb and a chance to infuse life into the Ravenna Blue Jays. 5:32 to go here. She was hit on the arm, and she'll finish the three-point play by firing the shot, but it's no good. The rebound, by the way, was on Wetzel, and that is her second. So Aiken will bring it up, and she dribbled down the sideline. And Kathy Minkin then brings that, of course, she dribbled on the sideline. She was being bumped by Carissa Finke, but Finke not whistled for the foul, but rather Centura turned it over. And Coach Mettenbrink is asking to get a little bit more of an explanation. And the official gives a little bit of a smile, but Coach Mettenbrink's not in the mood to smile, and she will be in the mood to get a timeout. 5:26 to go here, fourth quarter, timeout Centurion. They lead at 36-23. 5:26 to go in the ballgame. We're back after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Well, Coach Buttonbrink, more than anything else, I think just wanted to make sure that some sort of run doesn't start here for Ravenna. They scored. It was a 15-point lead, cut down to 13. Ventura turns the ball over. She wants to nip this thing in the bud by reinfusing some energy into her team. She worked the officials a little bit, too, during the timeout. Mateka will get the inbounds here, and she'll bring it in the offensive zone. And again, Ventura, they're going to pressure here a little bit. They're really picking up the tenacity on the defense. They'll kick it out here for Zorb. Zorb in the lane. Nice little jump stop. She'll kick the ball back out here for Finke. Finke into the corner. That's going to be McDowell. McDowell is shut off there by Lyon. And so they'll reset the offense. Now the kick back left side. Finke will fire a three and hits a three. She's got six in the game. Her first three-pointer of the night makes it 36-26. 4:51 to go with the dribble is Wetzel. Wetzel has it, facing some pressure here by Mateka, but Ravenna dropped him back a little bit here. They don't want Wetzel to penetrate, and now Mateka's going to whistle for a foul. She tried to get the steal there, and instead she got the arm of Taylor Wetzel. So Mateka, she picked up her fourth personal foul with 4:39 to go here in the ballgame, and that's now seven team fouls against Ravenna. So to the free throw line is going to be Wetzel. And Wetzel on the season. Let me double-check my numbers here. Wetzel on the season, 53.1% from the free-throw line. Front end of the one and one, good. So that'll earn her the bonus. And those are the first points of the fourth quarter here for Centura with 39 to go. They lead at 37-26. And the second free-throw, good. That's what you want your point guard to do, hit some free-throws in the fourth quarter. And she is 4-for-4 from the line in the game. She scored a couple in the second quarter and then two more here in the fourth. And I think Coach Bentenbrink wants a timeout here. The officials are huddling up about a substitution issue because Mateka was coming out of the game and they actually stopped the action. And Coach Bentbrink looked like she wanted to call a timeout. And they're going to talk, and Jess Dober is the one that's going to call a timeout. Yeah, they're going to put Mateka back in the game. A 30-second timeout here for Ravenna. 4:37 to go in the ballgame. It's 38-26. Centura up by a dozen. We're back after this.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Well, we're midway through the fourth quarter here. 4:35 to go. Ravenna has possession, and they'll kick it off on the left side. Open for three is Mateka. Her three is off the mark, no good. Long rebound by Taylor Turek for Centura, and she'll hand it off here for Aiken. That would have been a huge bucket had Centura been able to hit it. Not a bad look there by Mateka. She just was a little bit short on it. Aiken on the dribble. She's picked up defensively by Finke. Finke trying to stay with her. Knocks the ball loose, but it's going to be picked up by Centura. That's going to be Turek in the corner. And Alpaca will pressure her a little bit. Wetzel now on the dribble on the left side. And she now will weave through some people. And the ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by Ravenna. Again, ball knocked loose by Finke as Aiken was on the dribble. And again, right now, Centura, they're going to spread the floor. They're going to try to play a little keep away here from Ravenna. Try to milk the clock a little bit. And again, they don't have anybody lower than the free throw line. On the dribble is Wetzel. Wetzel gives it out for Aiken. Aiken faces pressure here by Finke. And Aiken will give it now between the circles for Wetzel. And again, the spiking line as it overlays on the court, and we're going to have a bump whistled on Pekka. That'll be her third. And again, to the free throw line is going to be Taylor Wetzel. Wetzel went for the steal there and commits the foul. Blue Hill, 41-35 over Superior with 2:55 to go in that one. That one's still very much in doubt. This one, a 12-point lead for Centura, and the front end of a 1-and-1 for Wetzel is no good. So score remains 38-26. Centura has led throughout. Mateka kicks it off on the right side. Pekka, about 6 feet from behind the arc, throws the top of the circle now for Mateka. Off of the screen, right side, Zorb. Zorb's going to penetrate. Zorb off last. No good, and Schultes pulls down the rebound. And she'll get the ball off for Courtney Aiken. And Aiken will work through a little bit of traffic, bring it into the offensive zone. 3:05 to go, 12-point lead, and now a reach on Carissa Finke. That'll shut off the clock, and Courtney Aiken, 18 points in the ball game. And she is 8 of 10 from the free throw line here in the game. She'll have the final 1-and-1 of the evening here for Centura. The front end of the 1-and-1 is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Aiken. Centura had it, and then we got a little foul over there. Aiken had it and then was fouled. So she'll go line, and now she'll shoot two more. Aiken on the season, 64.6% free throw shooter. Centura got the rebound after it went through a couple of Ravenna players' hands. McDowell, by the way, whistled for her third foul. The free throw by Aiken is no good. She forgot it was a 1-and-1. She flew in the lane after it hit the iron there. She'll have one more free throw coming up here. Exactly 3 minutes to go in regulation, and the back of the iron, the shot is no good. So she misses three free throws here in the fourth quarter. Right wing, Zorb has it. She'll kick it out. Three-pointer, too strong for Ravenna. Off the hands of the Centurions and out of bounds. Pulling the trigger on a quick three over there was Taylor Wetzel, and Wetzel off the mark, but now Pekka will inbound for Ravenna. And off the screen, they'll get it in for Mateka. Mateka works it back around. Looking for the three is Pekka. She'll square up. Good-looking shot that does not fall, and it's going to be a foul. Schultes was there for the rebound. She was trying to undercut a little bit. She had better rebounding position. And Schultes is going to step to the other end of the court. We'll have two free throws coming up here. And that is going to be the fifth foul of the game here for J.C. Zorb. So Zorb fouls out with 2:44 to go in the game. And the Ravenna fans on their feet, giving her a standing ovation. Zorb, a 5'7 senior, unless a miracle happens here, because her team's down by a dozen, unless a miracle happens here, has just wrapped up her high school career at Ravenna. Schultes will shoot two free throws, try to add to a 38-26 lead, and the first free throw is good. 2:44 to go in the ball game. 39-26. Second free throw for Centura on the way. Back the iron, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Casey Shermer. Shermer will bring in the offensive zone here, and she'll kick on the left side. With the basketball is Dinas, and a timeout here for Ravenna. 2:33 to go. 39-26. Ravenna down by 13 with about 2.5 to go. Timeout Blue Jays. We're back after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Well, obviously, these two teams are no strangers to each other. They played in the holiday tournament where Centura won 47-26. That was in Ravenna. They also played regular season Blue Flag Conference action in Centura, where the Centurions won that one 54-33. So that was a 21-point win both times that these two teams have played earlier this season. This is round three, and right now it is a 13-point lead here for Centura. So the tightest matchup of the season for these two schools. But that's of a little consolation here for Ravenna. They'll inbound the ball here for Mateka. Mateka gives right side for Pekka. Pekka gives it back out for Cassidy Schirmer. Schirmer's looking on the inside, well behind the three-point arc. She'll kick right side for Pekka. Pekka is picked up there by Wetzel. Pekka now is going to drive, and she is fouled on the way to the rack. And she will shoot, too. They're going to say she was in the act of shooting. She was driving up there. And now Pekka will shoot two free throws. So that'll stop the clock. And two free throws coming up for Pekka, and the first one's good. She is a 66% free throw shooter. Second leading free throw shooter on the team. Well, Baznet's pretty solid, and so is Mateka at 82%, but her second free throw is no good. And rebounded by Aiken. Aiken with 12 rebounds in the game and 18 points. She brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Wetzel. We're at the two-minute mark here, 39-27. 12-point lead with the ball is number 12, Taylor Wetzel. She's picked up defensively by Mateka, and Wetzel doing a good enough job of breaking that five-second count, and she'll get the ball off here for Aiken. Aiken's picked up by Finke. They'll get the ball back out for Wetzel. And Centura's milking the clock here. Clearly, that's what they want to do. Dribbling is Wetzel. Wetzel putting on a nice little dribbling exhibition here as the pressure's being put on by Mateka. Mateka can't come up with a five-second count. Dribbling away from it is Wetzel. And on her feet, applauding is head coach Kathy Mettenbrink, because playing keep away with the dribble is Wetzel. And Wetzel's been putting on a clinic here for the last 30 seconds with the dribble. And the Centura fans giving her a standing ovation. Wetzel still weaving around, getting a little tired now. Gives it out for Aiken. And then Aiken is fouled. So Aiken, who's missed three free throws here in the fourth quarter, will have two more free throws coming up here. With a minute 15 to go, this has been a successful possession for Centura. They've worked over 45 seconds off the clock here. And now Aiken will go to the line with two chances to give him some more points. And it gets quiet in the gym as the free throw rolls around and is good for Courtney Aiken. Aiken with 19 in the game. Taking the time at the line again is Courtney Aiken. 65% free throw shooter, rolls that one in as well. Timeout Centura. A full timeout with a minute 14 to go in the game. 41-27. Centura poised to go to 24-1 on the season. We're back right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, Ravenna comes in the game rated number 7 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald. Unfortunately for them, they are 14th in the NSAA wildcard points, so a wildcard will not be coming their way. And they are down by 14 in the final minute. Quick pass on the inside, jumper's no good. Carolina will pull down the rebound here for Centura. Pressure being put on here by Kathy Schirmer. Schirmer, dribble pass by Wetzel. Wetzel is playing a little keep away by Finke. Final minute, 50 seconds to go here. And we're going to have a little hold whistled on Ravenna. And it's pretty much all over except for figuring out the final score. So 47.4 to go here in the ball game. 41-27. Centura with the lead. Taylor Wetzel, who's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the game, hits the first of two here. Point lead, 47 seconds to go here. Second free throw on the way, and good. It is a final. Blue Hill by 10 over Superior, 48-38. Right side, quick jumper, no good for Mateka. Rebound by Turk. And we got a timeout here for Kathy Mettenbrink. 36.7 to go, just a 30-second timeout, so let's keep it right here, and we begin to speculate where they might play here because Blue Hill has picked up a 48-38 win over Superior, so Blue Hill and Centura will play, and you're probably looking anywhere from really Hastings to Grand Island and anywhere in between. Blue Hill probably won't want to play in any of those gyms like at Donovan Trumbull where that Centura knows from their conference. Probably Wood River as well. That would probably be a little bit too close to Centura anyway. Probably, Hastings, maybe Grand Island, somewhere in that area. Centura will inbound. They get the ball in the hands of Wetzel. Wetzel, in the final 30 seconds, will play a little keep away with that dribble. She looks like Curly Neal out there sometimes. Courtney Aiken gets the ball, and she's going to dribble around Finke with 17 seconds to go. And on the dribble here is going to be Aiken. We're 12 seconds away from the Mischo Sports postgame report. Hope to talk with both head coaches here in about 7 seconds as Centura will advance and end the season for Ravenna. That is your final score. Centura, 43. And Ravenna, 27. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Mischo Sports Postgame Report. Hopefully we'll talk with Centura head coach Kathy Mettenbrink and Ravenna head coach Jeff Thorber. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here. This is the Mischo Sports Coast Postgame Report. Mischo Sports has closed the retail store in the downtown Kearney Center, but still offering the same great service that they've been known for years, and they can still give you all set up for your private organizations, your teams as well. Just give Mischo Sports a call at area code 308-728-5261. Kind enough to join us to talk a little bit about tonight's game is Kathy Mettenbrink, the head coach here at Centura. And, Coach, a milestone win for you to make it here. This is also a milestone as well because it gets you one step closer to making it to the state basketball tournament and probably one of those teams that you really look at and saying that's going to be a tough team to beat three times.
Well, we played Ravenna three times, and like you said, it is tough to beat. Each team knew each other very well, and both teams play very aggressive man-to-man, and, Sober does an outstanding job coaching them, so we knew You know, it was going to be a battle coming in here tonight.
And you guys like to run that where you kind of set the screen and you bring in Aiken coming in, and they threw it in there. And they intercepted that a few times a little bit. And, again, like you say, they knew what was coming. They know you guys so well. How do you kind of combat that a little bit? Because, obviously, you got her some good opportunities. She ended up with 20 points on the night.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we put a couple little things in for Courtney, a little high-low, because we figured they were going to front the post and really deny it. And, you know, at the beginning of the game, Brooke and Mitch come out and hit a couple big threes because they were really helping out inside. So that was huge. But, yeah, you know, we had a mismatch inside, and we tried to expose the mismatch with Courtney and sometimes with Jessica inside. And, you know, so we did a good job getting her the basketball.
And I really thought defensively was really the key for you guys today. Ravenna, if you take a look at their shot chart isn't going to look too bad, but every single shot that they tried had to be kind of a runner, had to be a teardrop. I mean, it was never easy for them to just kind of be that jump-shooting team that they like to be.
You know what? Yeah. I in the first half, I thought, you know, we gave up too much dribble penetration, like I told them at halftime, and I think we only gave up 13 points.
Right.
You know, we did an outstanding job. They didn't finish a few. You know, and I think the second half, we did a better job of keeping them out of the paint and, you know, making them sure they, you know, didn't get to the glass. So,
what do you know about Blue Hill? I don't know if you know this, but Blue Hill did win over Superior. They won by 10. And obviously, that you know, that's next up for them. And you know, a little early to start looking ahead, but you probably have a pretty good idea already what Blue Hill brings in.
Well, I watched them earlier in the season, and I haven't seen them since that. So, you know, I got to get the tapes on them. You know, I tried to watch them early so I could see them in person. So when I watched tapes, I'd have a better idea what, you know, their personnel is and their quickness and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to enjoy this one tonight and get back to the homework tomorrow.
And, again, the rebounding of Aiken I thought was huge. And just on the inside, Schultes and all that, it just very important that you kind of keep Ravenna off the glass because, you know, again, they need to get some points from somewhere. And you held them to 26 points on the night. And part of that is that they never got too many offensive looks. They were held to one shot, one and done, and they were out of there.
Yeah, and that's something that's really, you know, been a strong point for us. Well, probably last half of the season was our defense. And, you know, we've held our opponents to 25, 26, and, you know, and the kids did it tonight again. Hats off to them for their great defensive effort, you know, and I thought, you know, Courtney did an outstanding job on both ends of the ball, both ends on offense and defense. You know, Taylor Turek came in at the end of the game and did a great job defensively, and, man, hats off to Taylor Wetzel at the end of the game, you know, putting on a clinic on ball handling and doing the 5-second count, and, you know, that was huge.
And she looked, I mentioned it, she kind of looked like Curly Neal out there a little bit. Not everybody gets that reference, but I was hoping you would anyway.
Yeah.
She really does a great job of handling the ball,
yeah.
And usually a lot of times you have to set those screens to kind of milk the clock a little bit. All you have to do is get the ball in the Taylor Wetzel's hands, and she avoids the 5-second count with her speed and her dribble.
You know, that's an advantage with my two guards. They're two outstanding ball handlers, and, you know, if you can get, you know, 8-10 point lead and, you know, 3-4 minutes left to go in the game, you know they're not going to turn the ball over very often, and they do a great job of watching the official and getting the 5-second count, so on and off. So, you know, that, and tonight is another instance where they did a great job with that.
Good solid effort tonight, Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you for covering us.
All right, appreciate the time, Kathy. See ya. Kathy Mettenbrink, the head girls basketball coach at Centura. She moves to 24-1 on the season with a 43-26 win over Ravenna. Let's check the numbers here a little bit. We'll begin, first of all, for Ravenna. They did not have anybody in double figures tonight. J.C. Zorb was the leading scorer. She finished with 9 points to go with 7 rebounds in the game. 7 points for Alyssa Pekka, 2 for Maggie Mateka, 2 for J.C. McDowell, 6 points for Carissa Finke, and 1 for Sydney Kuchera off the bench as she was 1 out of 2. From the free throw line. For Centura, leading the way as usual, Courtney Aiken. She finished with 20 points on the night, only player in double figures for either team. And Aiken finished with 20 points to go with 13 rebounds. Coach mentioned Taylor Wetzel and her great job of dribbling. She also hit 4 free throws in the fourth quarter, finished with 8 points in the game, and handled the ball very, very well, including being able to play keep away with the dribble in the final minutes. So she finished with 8 points in the game. 6 for Brooklyn Nitch, and I think she had 6 of the first 8 points of the game, stroking in a couple of the threes. 5 points for Jessica Schultes and Carolina. finish with 4 points in the ballgame. Your final, 43-26. Centura picks up the win over Ravenna. We're going to take one more real quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Doug Duda with a live report from the state wrestling tournament in Omaha, and then we'll wrap things up here from Aurora. Once again, our final, 43-26. Centura with the win over Ravenna. We'll send it back to the studios for a quick timeout, and then we'll hear from Doug Duda from Omaha, and then we'll return back to Aurora. Coming up in just the next few minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And welcome back here to Aurora. And again, I think it bears noting that Ravenna is losing all five of their starters off of this year's team. All five of their starters were seniors, so five starters there: Liz Dinas, Emily Hebert, and also Cassie Shermer. Emily Dinas, all seniors. So they're losing 9 seniors off of this year's team. So those obviously going to be a lot of bases to replace, a lot of change in the Ravenna girls basketball program, and probably one reason why head coach Thorber is still in the locker room talking with those seniors, because obviously they wrap up their high school career here tonight in Aurora, and that can be a pretty tough locker room to be in, and Coach Thorber is probably exactly where he ought to be in terms of talking to his young ladies, so he's not able to join us here for our post-game report. And so once again, let's just kind of wrap things up. This has been the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Centura with a 43-26 win over Ravenna. Centura will be taking on Blue Hill. The Lady Bobcats did win earlier today over in Sandy Creek, and they won their game by a final of 48-38. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, I thought we were going to Omaha. Well, we were, but we ended up coming back here. A little bit of a change of plans at the last moment, and the fact that I tossed it to the wrong thing, that's my fault. But once again, our final score in this one, 43-26, Centura with the win. They'll be taking on Blue Hill, and again, just pure speculation where that would be next week, but I'm sure you'll be able to hear it somewhere on our network of stations next week, as again, now Centura is one win away from going to the girls state basketball tournament again, something that has been a regular occurrence with Kathy Mettenbrink as their head coach over the last few years. It's been one of the better girls basketball programs in the area. Obviously, so has Ravenna as well, picking up some state championships along the way. But it is Centura with the 43-26 win in this one. I'm Randy Bushka for Engineer Grant back in the studios. I want to thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball. We're going to wrap things up here. We'll have our close. And in just a few moments, Doug Duda with a live report from Omaha. That's coming up next right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.